Makozi mwenda mwenda po halo direct Soweto mwenda Makozi huko
0530
Parafini Parafini Makota pela Makota pela unga unga wa kastoma Zipiango wa kastoma zipiango
Zika chitika Musafimperera kwa
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. At least four are feared dead in a road accident that happened last night along Kawe Road near Nyanyezi area in Masaiti. Kazara residents appreciate government's development efforts. In African news, a former Congolese president is sentenced to death for war crimes. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessa Chwawa. At least four people are feared dead in a road traffic accident that occurred last night around 19:30 hours along Kawe Road near Nyanyezi area in Masaiti, Ndola. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Pefia Sasiandenge, who confirmed the development to Kumbon Radio News, says the accident involved two four trucks and their trailers. Mr. Siandenge stated that both trucks are caught fire immediately after the collision, leaving occupants burnt beyond recognition. He explained that the first truck was being driven from south to north when it collided head-on with the second truck, which allegedly failed to keep to its near side. The impact caused both vehicles to burst into flames. Mr. Siandenge said investigations into the accident are underway. Meanwhile, police in Chambeshi have confirmed receipt of a report of trespass at NFC African Mining in Kalusale area on Tuesday, September 30th, 2025, around 13:30 hours. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi confirmed the incident, as saying Sino Mine police officers were conducting routine patrols found a 30-year-old Rebecca Stegman, believed to be a German national and freelancer journalist, speaking with some residents in the restricted area. Mr. Chilavi explained that Stegman was later taken to Chambishi Police Station, where after verifications, she was cautioned and advised to always follow laid-down procedures and seek permission from mine management before engaging in any activities within the premises. Residents of Tazara Township in Mukushi District have thanked our government for the development projects being implemented in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Mr. Unit Nondo says the Cash for Work program has created jobs and reduced social vices such as excessive beer drinking, especially among women. Mr. Nondo also commended the Mukushi Town Council for grading roads, saying the works have improved accessibility.
The government, kuikara kwa mutazara kunu moku tuwaliaba nitewa mwa basharile sana mutuntutu ingi nda mwa tandara pari ino ishita kutazara na tukwata tumaketi na wantua wengi warishitisha na wakwata utuma ba banama warishitisha tukandoro tumisalu cash for weki na yafurisha sana wantua wengi nda bai kwata tabare itu wana mkwangarao kata ipangiro tuntemba warishitisha abengi bana maofira bale nwana wana wafima buwaro na abachesi yako kunchende ya kutazara kureka vila sana mkutasha kwesu tuletasha na wakansu wa kutuafurisha watu wafurisha kutuwamishu wa msebori chintu chumwe chikankala
Mumbwa District Commissioner Namukolo Hayumbu has disclosed that some vendors are reported to have taken over the mother's shelter at Mumbwa District Hospital. Ms. Hayumbu says a male hawkers, mostly from Lusaka, who come for business, opt to sleep in the mother's shelter at the health facility after selling their merchandise. Speaking when a Central Province Minister, Mwabashike Nkulukusa, visited her office, Ms. Hayumbu told the minister that a lot of hawkers from Lusaka spend nights at the mother's shelter, displacing women who abandon the shelter for fear of falling prey to gender-based violence, GBV. And Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa called on the Zambia police to act immediately and bring sanity and order at the health facility. Mr. Nkulukusa said the mischief cannot be allowed, urging the police in the area to conduct patrols and put a stop to the invasion of the mother's shelter at the hospital. Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has urged our government to restructure and refurbish agriculture camps to enable the effective deployment of extension officers. In an interview with Common Radio News, Dr. Bulaya notes that the 2026 budget allocation of 15.5 billion kwacha for the agriculture, fisheries and livestock sector lacks a crucial component of refurbishing officer housing. Despite having 2,075 camps with camp officers, Dr. Bulaya highlights that the current ratio of officers to farmers is inadequate for effective management and support. He emphasizes the need for a comprehensive approach to address infrastructure and staffing challenges in agricultural camps, ensuring officers can provide optimal support to farmers.
Looked at in the Ministry of Agriculture, the government is going to buy some mobility or transport, you know, for camp officers in the 2026 budget, which is good. But again, there is something big which is missing, and this is refurbishing the accommodation for camp officers, because the emphasis has been that the camp officers should reside where farmers are. Many of them are out of the camps because the houses are dilapidated. And I think the government would have moved a step to getting specific resources like they did in 2023 towards the refurbishment of accommodation for camp officers. So these are a few things that are remaining, but looking at the overall allocation, this is a good for the sector, though we want to see much more resources, especially, you know, towards these programs that have highlighted previously in 2023. For example, the research got about 103.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Like a J52 then 333.
That's my number, the one with all zeros plus.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits, it's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamele karandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 250. 50 kg delele, 500. 50 kg rumanda, 100 kwacha. Sifta kg impwa 600.